If Lawrence was not doing content creating, what do you think he would be doing? What do you think he would be doing?
I think he's going to. What is he going to like? Okay, he writes, but that's like part of content. He's not doing any of that.
I feel like he's going to be in front of Access Bank counter. He's going to be a model.
Without your Hyundai, can we
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Kusman and it's Quality Content. Today in the house, I have with me, I have Motara and I have Lawrence.
Should I do like this?
Okay, so I'll leave them to introduce themselves. Motara, you go first.
Okay, ladies first. Hi guys, my name is Omotara Lawrence and I am with Kusman. Yeah, on Quality Content.
I like how that sounds. So, Motara Lawrence will go in. Oh, Lawrence, what about you?
Oh, God, I'm shy. Hey, guys, my name is Lawrence Alabi, and I'm with Kusman on Quality Content.
Okay, so my favorite couple, the only couple I know on the internet, they are here with me today.
Roll out so, like Utopia.
Yeah. I'll be there no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, I also know, first of all, how did you guys meet each other?
I should go first.
Yeah. Okay. It's probably the same story, but I want to hear it from you.
I'm not sure it's the same story.
Let's hear your own.
Okay, so now I've been a fan.
You've been a fan?
Yes, since like I think 2019 Twitter.
Okay.
2019. She was making content. So, like, I just knew her page and everything. So, I was, like, observing from the sidelines.
Scouting.
Yeah. Scouting. But I was just a fan.
You have to be sure.
I was just a fan. Nothing else. Then, in 2021...
Yes, 2 years, a fan. That's crazy.
So, in 2021, I made a video like this on TikTok. Where I said, if I say, come to me when you need help.
Okay.
I don't want to give you money. I can only give you words of advice and prayers. So she saw that video and she came under my comment section and she was like, do you want to marry me? Or will you marry me?
That's a lady.
Wait now.
For 2 years.
Yes. She was in my comment section and she was like, will you marry me or something. I think that was the comment, or it was something about marriage. And I was like, wait, this is Motara. Wait, I went back to Twitter and I was like, this is the same girl. I came back to TikTok. I was like, then I edit.
Oh, he had me in the first half, to be honest.
No, proper Lagos boys. Yeah, I edit. So
nice.
I had the comments, really. I saw it, but I edit.
Wow.
You know, that kind of lie that it was lost in other comments.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're popular, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just needed it. I think that was my first viral content on TikTok. So I was also feeling big.
And she was there for your first viral
content. Yes. I was also feeling big.
You think she was your fan too, but you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just saw her comment. I was like,
I'm not this fan. If you're not whiskey, get out. I'm not this fan.
It's only whiskey you stand.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so along the line, I kept on making videos and I was still seeing her comments and everything. So
you
developed. No. It would be stupid now. First one was deliberate. So
wow.
Other comments I was seeing it. Then. Now the thing is this, yeah. I think I followed her on Twitter before, like long ago. That's fan time, and she didn't follow back. So now that she started commenting on my TikTok,
without following back.
No, I had unfollowed. And now after she didn't follow
back.
So now that I saw that she was commenting on my TikTok, okay, maybe she would recognize me a bit on Twitter. And I went to follow her again on Twitter. This time she followed back.
She know me, Sam.
And then one day like this, she said she's having problem with her MacBook.
Excuse me, please. Can I say my part of the story now?
Is it your turn yet?
This is like, I mean, you're already saying all the interesting parts.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be nice for me to continue. I have to say my own.
Should I finish my own?
No, you're not finishing anything. You already admitted that you aired me.
Please, edit our own.
Okay, so I was home that day and my friend and I, we used to exchange TikTok videos, you know, the way you guys like, you know, guys just like. So she sent me his video on TikTok. And I was like, who is this fine boy? I mean, his voice was really nice. That was like what attracted me. He's a fine boy, you know, that's like, but the voice was really what, so.
And then
shamelessly, I was like, I just went to the comment and I was like, I think that's it. Will you marry me? No, yes or yes?
You already said this.
I didn't even know that it aired, but I was, you know, maybe he didn't see it or something. And then other videos, I would comment. And so fast forward to Twitter. I actually didn't know. I've never like seen him before on Twitter. It is weird.
You are a real fan.
Like, and the thing is that he has, when I go on Instagram, Yaba left on our song. Did you always post like all the tweeters savage and then his name will always be Mr. Alabi Obligos. Who is this guy? But me, I'm not even interested because I didn't like go to Twitter and search for whatever. So one day I posted we weren't really talking, but we knew that I know him, he knows me. So I tweeted something is wrong with my MacBook and who can help me fix it or something. And he said, what's wrong with it? And I was like, hallelujah. Yes. I was like, oh, yes. A lot of people were asking me, I was like, you get out of here. And then I went to his DM and he was like, what's wrong? Yeah. Okay, do it this way, do it that way. Take this link and everything. And that was like, no, he said, should we talk on FaceTime?
Okay.
I was so happy. Like, this is between you and I. I was so happy. I was like, oh. And then I called Ed. Yeah, yes.
No, I actually didn't see that.
When I tell people that I worked for this guy, yes, I have receipts because I actually did work. So Isha did not like pick the call and well, he helped me. So it was later that I found out that, okay, he doesn't even like own a MacBook. I was like, I thought he has a MacBook that he knows so much about MacBook. He doesn't even like MacBook. Like, I was like, what's wrong and everything. So we met. The first time we met, we were going to see like face to face like this. I was at Landmark or somewhere and then he came. He said he had one event. So he came like, I can't say that. I actually rushed down. And everybody was going to like, okay, go ask.
Sorry, I was just like
this
5 minutes away. She was
you know when you're meeting someone for the first time and you don't want to let them go, hugged me like, I don't want to exaggerate, but it's like over like 10 times. My friend was counting. And he was like, it was so good to see you. You were acting like a fan. My friend was like, oh, well, we know who the fan is. And then it's like, if you see the pictures, you know, when you take live pictures, you're going to see the way it goes like,
I just want to, there's a misconception there.
Which one?
She said I rushed down.
Yes, she did.
I had my event at Eco Hotels. She was at Landmark. How many minutes drive is that?
Like 5 or 10.
Like, I just like cruised there and I was like, hey, what's up?
Because it was late in the night and I was not even expecting him. And this guy came. I was like, oh, it's nice to put a face to the airing.
To the fan base.
Yes. I didn't even know it was my fan. So how am I supposed to know? It was until we started talking and we got close. That was when I knew that, okay, he said he used to be my fan and he used to drop comments under my post. Me, I will not reply.
it's not possible to see in those comments, to be honest.
DFKM.
You said people don't know, say, you know, the possible like that.
So, like, that's like the long story short. Like, first time we met, he acted like a true fan. Like, I've never seen someone, it was excited. Like, let me just say that. No, why would you do that? I don't even know you. I'm just meeting you. So I had to like.
Did you come and drag me?
I was holding on. I held on to the last of my dignity. Yes, I liked him. I was like so interested in him. But I've already shamed myself by saying, come and marry me. And every comment that I drop is always, I like you. I don't like, I'm not hiding it. I'm a very daring person. You go do all you know, go do. It's very easy. Like,
oh, well, my mood be that.
So, yeah.
There's no time to waste time.
So,
wow. Mm. Story is funny. Okay. People talk about, what is it they call them? Bad eye. Talk about how it's bad omen to like publicize your partner or post your partner on social media. What do you think about that?
Let me start by saying bad eyes fool
everywhere.
Even in your own house, you think, oh, you are just with your partner. Bad eyes stay everywhere. And I don't know how people think, okay, yes, because whether you post it on social media or not, you are seeing in public, like it's a public declaration that you want to marry somebody, you want to be with somebody. So I don't get why you feel like, okay, if I post it on social media, then it's going to end bad or something. Whether you post it or not, marriage or relationship will go work. If it's not going to work, it won't work. So whatever works for you, if you are comfortable, the thing is that some people, many relationships that, I think many relationships that, go sour when they post on social media. I feel like they don't really know their partner, and then they are looking for this kind of validation
on social media.
And then they hold like
people's opinion.
Do you guys so significant? Like, you guys don't matter. I don't know you. I don't really care. Like, it's not like me. You will see me outside. We probably won't even talk. I'm not looking up to you. I don't expect anything from you. I do what makes me happy. And it's not like I come to like, you know, post on social media, oh, I just slept with my husband this morning. Oh, we just had this amazing sex this morning. No. So why are you saying that, okay, this is a public relationship? No, it is not. You don't know if we had a fight yesterday. You don't know. If it is public, you are going to know everything. Like, I'm going to like record everything. Oh, yes, this is actually me publicizing. But you have no clue. We got married. You guys didn't even know.
That's what I was saying. I was part of.
You didn't know.
Part of the rollout.
You didn't even know. So that's like the pictures are just like, okay, like months
season one, season
after.
Two.
So you, hey, so it's just like, okay, so you guys don't know, but
okay. So she said, Motara Lawrence. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wow. So you guys don't even know, but I don't know. People just want to talk anyway.
I seen it in my. Wedding yeah.
people just want to talk. I don't know. If it's going to work, it's going to work. People that are not even on social media, they've not even smelled social media before. Some people didn't even last like a month. And in marriage. So whatever works for you. And then pray about it. Whatever you believe in. Or just know that, okay, you are in this thing to make it work. You don't have a fallback plan. That's what I think. Well, you telling me that, okay, my marriage is going to like flop or my relationship is going to flop because it's on social media.
I don't think there should be any fallback plan in relationship.
Either
it works
or it doesn't.
Like, if you see, people think, okay, yes, if it doesn't work, I'm not talking about, okay, abuse or other emotional whatever, like, then you are free to like walk away. But there are some trivial issues, like, just petty things, and then you feel like, okay, I can't take it, and I'm just going to walk away. I can always divorce this guy. It's a lot of men out there. It's a lot of women out there. Okay. Okay.
Well, I can always divorce this guy. My head.
Hey, you got a lot of women out there. Let me just say that.
People with that idea
about this whole P matter.
Publicizing your relationship.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, there's this feeling most people online get, especially on Twitter, they'll be like, you're doing it to pepper us. Yeah. Bro, I'm not doing anything to prepare you.
Who do you think you are?
If I'm in a relationship right now, it's highest WhatsApp or Instagram. Twitter is a crazy place.
Bro, see, like I'm not doing anything to prepare anybody. Like, it's just what I post myself every day. I post about Chelsea Football Club every day. Like, my people that don't know me.
Yeah, you post the tears.
Okay, now, I post when we're even losing. So, like, what is stopping me from posting somebody that I love, with whom I am in a relationship with whom I'm married to, whom I'm married to? So, like,
no,
like,
you want to oppress them.
I'm not doing it to oppress anybody. She gets, like, it's just, I'm just post. Like, it's a free space. Okay, you, if you are in your own marriage, don't post. Nobody will shout for you. Nobody will. Like, I believe everybody can
love,
do.
Love won't keep you for you.
I believe everybody can do whatever. See, this is what, like, life is too short. Just do what makes you happy. If you're happy posting your partner, no problem. If you're not happy posting your partner, no problem.
Anybody that is not happy posting the partner is a very, very big problem.
See, no, it's not a problem. Like, if you want to keep your...
If you are not happy, you have a problem.
No. If you want to keep your relationship off social media, bro, it's your own prerogative. Nobody's going to. It's like it's a free word, Abi.
So many relationships that are kept off social media.
This day is still sport.
On social media, that people are going to expose this. But I don't want to talk. But you know, like, but I'm just saying that.
As you guys are popular now.
I don't even see myself as popular.
Oh, okay. Now you don't see yourself, Abi. Now you be that. Well, you guys are very, very popular. I know that some of your fans will be leaving.
Fans, okay.
I want to hear the English, make it correct. To
fans. Be
like, looking up to us.
No.
Okay.
Leaving.
Pedestal.
No. Stop it. Leaving voraciously.
What is voraciously?
Through your relationship. You know what they call BBN ship? All those ship things.
Okay. No, we don't. I don't think we have that.
Oh, my
God. I'm not saying you have that. I'm saying your people. Like, if anything.
Oh, okay. Comments like, if this relationship spoils, I'm not going to find love again. Bro, you're on your own.
That's a very, very, very nonsense thing to say.
See,
I told someone one time, like, so you are telling me that your parents, you can't look up to their relationship. You're telling me that, okay, is Omotara and Lawrence
strangers
relationship that is making you believe in love?
Like, for me, like this. Until I get down my jollof rice, I believe in you people's love.
Like, I don't understand. I mean, you need to go back. Charity begins at home. Look up to your parents. Use your parents' marriage to pray that, I want my relationship to be like this. You don't even know what's going on.
Maybe to be fair, you're right. Maybe their own parents. You know, most people, like, on that Twitter,
media,
like,
you can't really see
they were not loved at home. Welcome to Twitter. Somebody from... So maybe that's why they find this kind of succor.
Okay.
Or they put this kind of... They put couples on a pedestal that say, okay, we are looking up to your relationship. Maybe I'll excuse them for that. But please don't put me on any pedestal. I'm not trying to be anybody's role model.
I've seen some couples on the TL that after a while they go silent about their relationship. People not say they've broken up, but so now updates online in-laws. I say, like, what is your
own? Like, what is your own business?
What's your own?
I did not start a relationship because of you. Before we even got together, I've always been writing and shooting and making content. Do you understand? And then I start dating someone who is in that same line of work, writing contents, even better than me than it. Cool. Why do you think we will not join our forces? Like, wouldn't it be lame if we do not join forces? Like, so that's the whole, that was the whole beginning of the whole thing. Like, I did not have any intention of trying to be anybody's role model or trying to pepper anybody.
And I actually did try. I tried to, like, I don't want Twitter people to... But I saw that I posted a picture or a video on Instagram and someone took it to Twitter. How do I use my relationship to create content?
Now, that's
you can't use me to gather impressions. I'm going to use it myself.
See,
so it's better.
See,
say, I just said, okay, well...
At the beginning, we're only on TikTok and Instagram. Because even me,
on Twitter,
let me know, on Twitter, I used to be a troll. Oh,
man,
do you understand? No, like all those kind of.
I was never a troll. Nobody can say, okay, I was never a troll. Only if you come from...
It's not like the negative troll.
I get it. Yes.
Bro, yeah, big time
troll. Yes.
You see, but yes. Like your own is different. Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, there are some despicable trolls online that
yeah.
Like... Bro, it's just banter. Like,
yeah,
let's just have healthy banter. Do you understand? Like me and Smalley and Larry, like we have healthy banter. Like there's nothing like, but guy, you see somebody that they don't even know you from 2,000 TLs away, and they just come and say my papa. Bro, if I catch you,
I hate when the neighborhood joke leaves the.
Bro, leave it within my. Just
from nowhere.
You just like throw words around.
Business just come. Like, I mean. Right.
Okay, one question for both of you. Well, ladies first. If Lawrence was not doing content creating, what do you think he would be doing?
Yeah.
What do you think he would be doing?
I think he's going to. What is he going to like? Okay, he writes, but that's no, like part of content. He's not doing any of that.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be in front of Access Bank counter.
I think he's going to like, you know, be like a professional fine boy.
Abuja boy.
All those facts. Like people, men that feeds on fine boy tax.
Okay, fine boy privilege.
You get, yes.
That does not
or
exist.
Or it's going to like go into
Abuja.
Or it's going to like, you know, do modeling. Yeah, modeling or sell cars.
You like cars? What's your favorite car? Like if he has
right now,
if he has unlimited funds, right? Which car is he getting tomorrow?
Prado.
Prado. You want we send it to the car panel?
Yes.
Like Prado.
2023.
I like
very, very weird old man. That's an old. That's an old man.
Prado is a statement car.
I like SUVs, but you know, I'm more of a Benz kind of person.
Probably go for G-Wagon.
I know nothing about cars.
It's classy.
But the names, I don't know.
No. He's like, if you are driving like this, that's a saloon something. Oh, that's a sedan.
So he likes cars.
Yes.
So you. Motara is not doing content creating. What do you think she ought to be doing?
Bro, she's too talented though.
If
she's not talented.
Why would anybody not be talented?
I think everybody's talented.
No, I don't think it's possible.
Everybody has their talents, but they just don't know how to tap into it.
Okay. What do you think, Motara?
Wait, I'm thinking.
So I have my guess though.
What she'll be doing?
No, I'm waiting for you first. Husband first.
I think she'll be. Bro, should be this kind of
day for NYSC secretary.
Excuse me.
Those women.
Who will be the mothers or who will be the children of these people? These particular people.
Should be those kind of entrepreneurs, like should be selling big clothes. Not WhatsApp. Listen. I'm talking those people in is it Balogun Market?
Okay.
Those women that sell gold and sell material. Bro, big women. As if she wasn't doing content. Yeah, she likes business a lot. In fact, content creation is like a side hustle.
Serious?
Yes, our businesses are
yeah.
I'm the number one. Yes, I am our number one priority. Then business is number two and content is like the side also. So yeah. God win.
Now today this single I pay you pass.
Agenda is my priority. So what do you think?
I think
what is it going to be?
What's that's what I'm about to answer. I think Lawrence would be a tech bro. Give me tech bro.
But yeah. Well, tech bros are sims. I don't think Lawrence is like he Edda.
Yeah, no, but they are very proud.
No tech bro is going to Edda.
And tech bros love cars.
But the thing is, I actually read computer science.
He used to be a tech bro.
And
he just like ran
from it. He gives me tech bro vibe. Look at the glasses. Like, he gives me tech bro vibe.
Yes.
I don't feel like any tech bro Motara. On his TikTok.
Motara would be like, she gives me like very professional, the way she carries herself. So
Motara will fit in 9 to 5-ish.
9 to 5, like corporate, like she's going to beg for money.
They're
going to beg somebody for 10 million naira.
1 month. I run like a thief.
This is like 9 to 5.
She but that's what you give me though. Like the way you carry yourself. You give me 9 to 5. Thank you for asking me.
I included you. What are you writing about Lawrence?
I like his voice so much.
His voice, you know, they talk on since the podcast.
I'm sorry. Like, okay. I like the voice so much. It's. I don't want to go into detail.
You're welcome, baby.
Show off, oh. Hey, it's my own voice.
But I like the voice. Like, the voice is my favorite thing. And then the fact that he's like, I don't want to say, how do I put it? You know, when someone, I don't want to say cares too much, okay, but is this kind of person that if
you won't be fine if you are fine.
Exactly. Even if what is going on with you, it's not about him. Like, you might be having maybe headache or something. My husband is feeling like he's the cause of what is going on with you. It's admirable. I've never told him before, but it's admirable.
I'm trying to
this
change.
This is exclusive on my podcast. That's it. Each other before. I'm here at the TFS. So Lawrence is going next. What's your favorite song about Motara?
I like her character.
Wait, to see him, he's a character. My character is like this. I like her character.
Like, see now, like, let us see.
Now, this is what she did us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
No. I was just joking. I like so many things about her, and like, I can't place one. But she, as a human being, it's like she's this perfect creation, and
Cause you're interrupting. You're really interrupting their love.
You don't like. Can I toast her again on this podcast?
Please,
this
though,
podcast,
there's no time.
My setup is almost managed.
But she's very resourceful and energetic, and her brain is always thinking business and money. And it's good for me because it's giving me the fuel to make more money. Take care of her. Wow. So I like that she's very resourceful and she's like very beautiful.
She's resourceful. Okay, so before we move to the games section, this is
okay.
What is something you would like to do with your partner that you've never done before? Let's go first. Ladies first.
What have we not done?
We don't do everything.
Bro, we don't do what a lot.
That's crazy.
We don't do a lot.
No, there's no way you can do everything.
Like,
have you got bungee jumping?
Yes.
Yes, we have.
Oh my god.
South Africa.
We have.
Okay, that's how you were that tall.
Yeah. We have.
I was in Lagos suffering. I need a relationship.
Yeah, you stop.
Wow. Pussy.
This is hard, though. There's no way you've done.
No, it can't be everything.
3 months of marriage. How you've done everything?
Which 3 months?
In 3 months.
They slide me, oh!
What?
Say you see now. Wait, when they pay person, slide person. For the podcast, and they find out, say, you don't pass 3 months. Okay, commercial.
Oh, sorry. It's 3 months.
Yes, I think it's 3 weeks.
3 weeks,
yeah. Oh yeah, so as we were before. Okay.
We've done so many things.
Motara is thinking, let's move to
okay. Sorry, the question again.
Something you've not done before that you want to do.
I would like
that's obviously a bucket list, because something you've not done before.
I think people climb the Eiffel Tower.
Mm.
Why?
I don't know, like
people don't climb boo.
Rush Hour, they shot one scene on the Avatar. But then I want to go to Paris.
Okay.
With mom, mom baby.
Mom baby.
Yeah. So like I want to take her to France. I want to fly to the south of France to salsa dance.
God.
And taste wine in Italy.
Right. Now my wine,
I'm
for lucky, I think.
So yeah. You know, we need to travel the world. We're just starting, and we need to travel the world a lot. So that's what.
There's this thing. I don't know if it's in Paris or Rome. I don't know that they do padlock.
Yes,
I think it's Paris. It's Paris.
Paris, right? Yeah. So I'd like.
So
to
you
do
want
that.
To do? Ah, is that
not suspicious?
No, I'm not.
Or go slowly, Paris.
I don't.
Like, they know the, no, you know the Yibo land. You know the, you know the Yibo land.
That same thing. They our land. You go.
Bro, I no go do am. I no go do am.
I'll do it. I'm not a special person, so I don't really believe
you,
in all
you,
that.
You will do.
I'm going to put you in a padlock, and I'm going to padlock you too.
I think it's time to take my leave.
Anytime when you see, say, you know, they do well, you just go party.
Bah.
With the key. You break them. No, guys, we are going to head back to the, we are going to head to the games next.
Hi, everyone. It's game time, bitches.
Let's go.
It's Stephanie.
Hello. Whenever it's Stephanie, say bitches.
It's Stephanie, and I'm your games master. So just show everybody your card. Sorry, your butt. Because you basically didn't do. So this is simple. I asked you a question of how well you know each other. So you are answering for the other person.
Can we use Google?
Oh, sorry. Kusid is asking the question. Sorry. So let me just introduce the game.
Okay.
The point of the game is to answer and form a conversation.
How well do you know each other?
Yeah, but form a conversation from it.
We are about to cast you right now.
Hmm.
Ah.
So first question.
Not too much on them.
Okay.
Are you get to writing?
Then you show us. Yeah, you show the viewers.
Where was your first date? Not what you met first. We met first is from first date.
Okay.
Where was your first date?
Because you stopped cheating.
Cheating. See, I did relationship.
Don't be looking. I'll let them show you.
Hey.
Time up, oh. Okay. Time up. There should be a time limit for this.
So,
I'm not waiting. Maybe that's right.
No.
Yeah, no, well,
15 seconds.
Okay, Motara should wait. Lawrence, not you. Motara first.
Genesis Cinemas.
Lawrence, open your own.
Bitch! Have you been saying? Lawrence!
I said that it's not where you met first to first date. It's different. Because you said you were still a fan when you guys met the first time.
Yes. She's
so who's
right.
wrong? So I am wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
So Motara has 1 point. Motara has 1 point.
Okay.
Next question.
Is that Genesis? Is it Genesis?
I'm sorry.
No. You're correct, actually.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hey!
It was on my birthday, that date that we went to.
But that was, actually, we had gone before that.
I don't know where they went.
Are you sure?
Mm.
We've gone out before then. Before that time.
The cinema was before. The cinema was the first date.
Oh, I remember. I was on lookout that
correct.
Day.
Yeah,
yes, I'm correct.
Yeah, she's correct. She's correct.
It was
on your birthday, you were on braids. Mm.
Oh my God. That's memory. That's just memory.
You even know what hair.
That's crazy.
Because so I feel lonely.
We can own this year. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Who is your partner's favorite artist?
Ah. This one is... Azu.
Right? Azu my drink. Yeah. See, lyrics today, right?
Matara knows her game. See, she's not even thinking. She's just...
No, I can't say once it's day to winning. Women, they're different.
Okay.
Okay, Lawrence is going first this time. Wait. So who is your favorite artist?
Wizkid.
Come on!
Okay, so who is your favorite artist?
Dave. I don't have a favorite artist, actually. But Dave.
Oh, Dave! Oh, So is Location your favorite song of all time?
Yeah, you send me the location.
I just said how this getting SBC. Next one up.
I go love.
I go love.
And there are two serious participants on football Twitter, so we are going.
Okay.
Your favorite partners footballer.
Wow, you don't hook you for neck.
Don't hook him. If you be a semen like that.
Okay. Excuse me.
I think I know it. He's a Chelsea fan.
Ah, so you even know.
Ah. I know my favorite couple be this.
Stalker.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name?
Don't say it.
I'm not saying it. I'm okay. Like thinking.
Because I know I've seen his own already. I'm very sure.
Hello.
He's beating you at this.
Yes, he is. Oh God, I don't want to lose.
Just take one for the team.
Women hate losing.
Just take one for the team.
Okay, so we are going to go to you. Because Matara is going to put up our own first.
Okay.
So who is your favorite footballer?
Do I even have?
Ha.
No, you have to validate our answer. Don't
name. A name?
Yes.
Favorite footballer right now or?
On his side, yeah. My name.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Let's see what Matara has for us.
That's a very big fat lie.
Osimhen!
Like right now. That's why I asked right now or before.
No, right now before. So right now.
No, Osimhen is new generation. Osimhen is new generation. No, Osimhen is new generation.
Okay.
Ronaldo was like, you know, outgoing is like outgoing,
so
but she's
Lawrence,
right, yeah.
Lawrence is missed it.
But okay.
What's his own favorite? Wait.
No, it's my turn. It's, no, this is.
I'm the one to answer. Saka. Abi?
Who the fuck is that?
Bukayo Saka.
Oh. No, you're wrong, you.
But she didn't even want to even put you. She didn't even want to give
who
you
is your, who is your favorite footballer? Me?
Benz, excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Benzema. I don't have XI. You want to play ball?
Nah, but Benzema has swag. Oh. Those his videos.
Yeah.
Ah.
Hot.
I
very
what
hot.
She said. Ah. Okay, next question.
Favorite food.
Ooh.
If you miss this one, we cut them.
Jesus.
Favorite food.
Why are you looking at mine?
When person goes to be my favorite food? Child deck, my favorite food is.
I feel like I know.
Do you know what my favorite food is? Before they finish what they're writing.
You like anything that is cassava based? Like.
Yam,
semo. Yam. Rice, spaghetti.
I'm eating all that because I'm Jimmy right now, you know. Somebody has to come up. I'm eating all those carbs. So we are ready.
All right. No, Matara should go first. Okay. Lawrence went.
The question is
favorite food.
What's Lawrence's favorite?
It's so many, but he likes plantain, pepper snails, yam fries.
Best is I'm waiting. If I go out, go to a restaurant, go chop food. Show us.
I'm going to show mine. That's like what
no.
I
she answers
no.
now.
I've he already answered. He was supposed to answer
to confirm it before. Yes, okay. Now she's right. Plantain, peppered snails.
Show us.
No,
I'm you confused.
I'm confused.
Yes. Like I'll write our own answer. Like. I won't even write food here.
Him for his he's concerned that I'm showing.
Wait, so you're supposed to ask me for my food first.
Our podcast business. I asked you for your favorite food.
Yeah.
Motara said your own favorite food.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You were supposed to ask me first.
And I'll say it. Then she.
So that she shows.
He shows it.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
And she said it.
So the next game, don't worry, the next game.
Okay.
Okay. Now you ask her to say. Now you ask her to say her favorite food so that I can show it.
Yeah, but I have to show mine first.
I'm not sure that you got. She got your own correct.
She got it. It's fine.
She got it. He said planting.
I got it.
So next time, know what you're doing.
I can actually best my life.
It's planting.
Yeah, what is your own?
That means our own favorite food, Abby.
So Asa, what is your own favorite food?
Uh-huh.
Yes, you understand.
Oh, producer, thank you. I'm back.
Figole.
I don't really have a favorite food.
Me, my own is bread and tea. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Everybody say my bread and tea.
Like, I used to have, but right now I don't. Like, I'm not.
Okay, you know what I go talk? Say, if you are sick, what's the first meal Lawrence will order or prepare?
I think it would be fruits.
Fruits?
Yeah, like maybe pineapples, watermelon.
We could see that.
But that's not her favorite food, child. Because
so if she's sick, why you order?
There's something she always likes.
So if she's sick, why you order something she don't like?
Eh?
If she's sick,
why go order with things she don't like?
No, fruits are normal thing.
Yeah, like everybody has fruits when they're sick.
Now.
So what's your own favorite food?
Oh. See, favorite food is like, no, when we're dating, we didn't say what's your best color. What's
I
your
feel
favorite
like
food?
Likes Indomie inside flask.
No, but this is what she likes, Sha. Can I flip
me.
It?
Amala pounded yam.
I like pounded yam. Yes.
Are you sure? I feel like they are cheating.
No. I actually like pounded yam. It's not just like my favorite, but I would, if I'm in a restaurant, and I would rather like go for pounded yam.
Yeah. Anyways, Motara is still leading.
Ah, now wow.
She's leading. Next question, please.
Okay, so this one is hard. But I trust you, Motara. Favorite genre of movie? come back in African magic. Yes, yeah. She's a writer. Favorite genre of movie.
I know I won't.
She wants to watch it. She's laughing.
No.
It's not. It doesn't watch film.
You don't watch film?
Nah.
What do you do?
Football, FIFA.
Serious?
Does
she play FIFA?
No.
Wow.
Anytime I turn on TV or put on Netflix, I sleep.
Yes, like films are like lullabies.
You know what I used to sleep at?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Netflix is dry.
You guys are boring.
There's nothing. I sleep. I prefer documentaries to.
Okay, so
but I got that one.
I asked them. Okay.
Tell that seat.
Let's ask again.
So you're asking Lawrence.
Like genre of movie.
Genre, yeah. Yes. So you're asking Lawrence first.
No, she's going to.
Yeah,
I don't watch movies.
My favorite. Your own favorite. My favorite. So he shows it.
I have a lot. Actually,
not favorite movie.
I know
genre.
Yes, I have a lot. Like, I like K dramas.
Hey,
and then I like serial killer documentary. Like all those.
You like
document?
No,
I like real life crimes.
Yeah, women. I feel like women love it.
Crime. What like, family they involved in crime? I will be there no matter what.
I like horror movies, and you know.
Women are scary. Wow.
So, something gory and all that.
Yeah.
So really, like if you get home now from Lauren said your contact creation is sidewalk. If you get home from like a long business day, which genre will you hit to like let you release stress?
It's either Korean or horror.
Korean or genre?
Yeah.
Yes, now
K-drama.
K-pop. Yes. I'm sorry. K-drama.
Yes.
Korea.
Don't watch Boys Over Flowers. So Lawrence is next.
Okay.
So Lawrence, what's your own favorite genre?
What's your own? Let's know what she's going to put up on our board.
Actually, I like sitcoms.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's my guy. Chopokuda. Sitcoms.
Like he's Friends alive. And the rest.
Sitcoms are just like, you know, when you've played game and then you just want like.
Hey, now the thing is, I don't really watch movies because I always
YouTube videos, all those So the animal is running.
very National Geographic.
Once I hear the animal is running, I better sleep.
And he doesn't like watch them. When he wants to sleep,
he just puts them on
his phone.
Yeah.
And then he puts his like just
on people like listen to ocean sounds before they sleep.
He does too. At first he does like rain. Sound of rain.
Yeah.
When we were dating.
Don't they chase you
for when we got married, it is like YouTube videos on that pillow, and then that's it, lullaby. Oh, all this podcast. Comedy podcast, yeah. But genre of films, that's it. Come, he's just joking. Is it like? Is it like?
Okay.
So, you don't want to fail.
I have one more.
I wrote YouTube videos, anyways.
One more before we go to
the Games Master. Last one is love language.
Ooh.
Your partner's love language. The first one. Don't miss out. Don't look at each other. She na food.
Love language.
She like a malagon.
I'm sorry, please give me just small time. I know what I want to write in my head, but I'm looking for just one word to like coin everything together, like one word. English is very hard. I'm sorry. If it's Yoruba, I would have written it. I'm sorry.
I don't see your answer. Crazy.
But the thing is, me, I don't know my love language, right?
Yeah, you go notes. You go tell your own today.
That's what makes it very hard.
I don't know my love language in English.
But I can know. There's one particular something. Maybe I'll just write it the way.
Hey, the raised neck. This guy is broke. Happy for school.
I don't see that beside inside exam. I don't see that beside inside exam.
Okay. I'm attentive. I go help you, help me. Everybody.
4 for 2.
Aha. Maybe one person, one graduate. Yeah.
Can I say it instead?
No,
I don't
want to
embarrass myself. I don't know how to write it.
Okay, I feel happy right now. My language.
I'm very like I'm very direct about my love language.
Okay.
This is it.
Yes. His answer was very direct.
He's like
time is going.
He's a different kind of person, so it's very hard
minus
for me.
Minus 10 for Motara.
Yes. Minus 10. That's
your old husband, love language.
It is. He just
I don't
told
remember
you.
I freaked about it. Oh my God. Love language is this.
Oh
like,
why
am I supposed to be freaked about
it? Oh my
God. To an extent. So, you're wasting time.
No, I did add.
Time up.
But like
time
I said,
up,
I don't know.
Up,
I don't know my own love language actually.
I go no.
You're saying it so that she doesn't fail.
No.
You know if she fails, he's going to suffer
like,
at home.
I don't know.
He's going to suffer at home. So
excuse me, I don't know.
He's trying to be political
quotes,
here.
What he told me. So
okay. So you, what's our love language?
Gifts, communication.
Let's see it. Let's see.
Wait,
what
you didn't ask me. Well, you're supposed to.
No.
She's supposed to say her love language, then I show you.
She doesn't
you.
Know actually. We're going to go back to
her own love language.
Mine, Abby. I feel like yeah, it's right with communication. Like I like sharing.
Is communication
so.
A love language?
It is.
No, there is wait. There are no people for me for yeah. Wait.
It is now.
There is
gift giving.
Touch.
Yeah, physical touch.
Gift giving.
Quality time. Act of service and one more.
We invent our own.
Act of service.
Yeah.
How can a single person know much? So much
in,
about
I don't know my you. Love language, bro.
We have invented our own.
I'm almost married. That's this podcast. I'm almost married. I didn't between two of you.
Yeah. So,
okay,
should we just give it to them?
So, our own is.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Motara is gifts giving. So, what is Motara's?
No, like that's
you're what... confusing me.
You're
yes,
oh my God,
calm down.
Jesus.
So, who has answered? Who has answered? You said,
let's just flip it.
Answer.
Let's just flip it,
you guys, because it's already becoming gifts, communication. What's yours?
Like I told you.
Let's see now. Words.
So I wrote what he told
Why
me.
Let's see now. I need you to be okay so I can be okay.
I don't
okay.
know how to put that in words. So I don't know. That's like,
so what's your business?
Maybe I've read it for you.
Is that one on that words of affirmation?
It's not words of affirmation. It's I don't know where to put it, but I see what she's saying. I see
I
what she's saying.
Okay, so I can be okay.
We're not regular, actually.
It is my love language.
All right.
See, there's no way that you're going to be as a serious boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Happy wife is happy life. I'm telling you.
Bro, it's peace of mind.
You can't test a woman that is angry, a woman that is hungry. So all those kind of things, you settle them first before you.
Yeah. So before we go into the would you rather, I just have one quick question for both of you.
Okay.
What would your partner do if they are upset? Like, what's one thing that they would do to feel calmer?
Are we writing it down?
So you're writing for him and he's writing for you. So just write it down. Did you get the question, Lawrence?
What of me? Can I,
if they are upset, to feel calmer.
Yeah. So to calm down, what's one thing
to calm down?
Do? Yeah. To just
to calm down.
Yeah, calm down. To calm down. Emma.
Baby, calm down.
That's free promo for Emma.
Free promo. Emma, please down. Come and sponsor the show. London. London. Oh my God, we'll send this clip to him.
I'm having fun today.
Somebody asked London, why is his name London?
Bro.
I asked him that question on the show. He's from Kaduna. He grew up in Kaduna. He's not from Kaduna.
From Kaduna, like,
are you guys ready? So, so what would he do? Just no, you will not show me. So just show me. Just say what he would do,
and I'll show you. Okay.
No.
Yes, no. I'll say it. Oh no. What would he do? Yeah. Ask it him first. Yeah.
What would you do so that she shows me?
When I'm upset,
yeah,
I walk away.
Eh? You walk away?
Oh man, I'm with that too.
Yes, I walk away.
Let's see.
Conversations during when you're upset, it's crazy.
Walk away, loud music. Wow, that was so great.
I'm a piano.
Wow, that I'm was so piano. Great. Okay, so what would you do?
I feel like she would also
do answer for her. Are you in that relationship?
No, I'm not. I said I feel like.
Okay. Motara, what would you do?
She don't clean the body.
Remember you said to become calm.
Yeah, to become calm.
To become calm, I will I think I would rant, not to the person.
Oh, your boner.
I don't like you. I don't even have a boner. I'll just rant. Like, if I'm not ranting to myself, or maybe my partner, if it's someone else, or, you know, pacing up and down and ranting, basically. If it is outside and there's no one there, I won't walk away. I'll actually,
you shake me.
You know, let's, maybe not throw hands because I cannot fight. But we're going to, throw words.
Hey, I don't feel this one.
Let's see, Lawrence. Let's see what you have.
I just said music. She listens to music.
Oh, so you failed.
Well, you listen to music when you're...
What is it about music? When you talk about
upset,
music?
Right? Yeah.
The question is confusing because she said to calm down.
To calm down, right? To calm down. Okay, that's what I said if I'm outside.
They don't catch you.
What was confusing was that...
What would you do when you're upset, to calm yourself down?
Like, already, what would you do after you've been upset and then to calm yourself down?
Okay.
Busted.
It's not Game busted. Yes.
All right. So for the last one,
your top three songs this year since we entered.
My top three songs. Ashake's Lonely at the Top. Okay. I'm sorry. Davido's. Kante.
Hey, okay. Chineke.
And
that's me, Chineke. But
and I'm sorry, all of Whiskey's songs.
Whiskey never dropped this year.
I don't know. I think it's from last year.
FC.
Just one giant man. FC. It was FC.
Yeah. Which one is FC? FC. It's not that.
Which one is FC?
I know.
Okay. Top three. Released this year.
Yes, not this year.
Lonely at the Top is on top right now.
Okay. You guys really like that song. I feel like...
The freedom
is... I feel like Shorty's dropped the better album, but we'll talk about it later.
I've not really played his album.
Please listen to Shorty's album. Where you going? Just listen to it.
Yeah. Thank you. Lonely at the Top. Wait, too. The song that they play where? Dave and Central C, Sprinter.
Yeah. We bet too thick and thin. She already thick, so I'm halfway there.
Wow. No cheesy.
Then, Charm. I think Rema, Charm.
Ooh!
Yeah, Charm. Yeah.
All right, so last one. So we are doing a would you rather. So I just have like one, three, whatever question, Sha.
Okay.
So
are we using the board?
Yes. I don't think so. So you use the board.
Whatever she says.
So I'm asking you first. So you're answering your own questions and you're answering his own questions before I move to you. So for Lawrence, so this is would you rather for Lawrence. Would Lawrence rather wear corporate clothes or casual clothes?
Am I right?
Yeah, just write it down. Write it down. Quick one.
I feel that right.
Is here.
Yeah,
now.
Just write. Oh no, you don't need to write. You just say the answer.
The answer is right here.
Shut up. Who asked you? Who asked you? So are you done?
Sorry.
Okay.
Guzman, carry your eyes.
Casual. She says casual.
Yes.
Okay. So would Lawrence rather
I see you in access bank for real.
I swear to God, man. Would Lawrence rather travel to Spain or Rwanda? So write that down and just Spain leave your Rwanda. Answer. Would you rather travel to Spain or Rwanda?
Should I say
yes.
Spain. Madrid.
Spain. Okay.
Because
I see.
Because he has been to Rwanda.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You did travel, but traveler. Okay, last question for Lawrence. Would Lawrence rather go to the amusement park or to the museum?
That's very complicated.
You sure for me saying a museum. It looks like a museum.
Who
kind
asked
of person.
You now?
No, I know the relationship now. My answer doesn't matter. I'm just feeling like Lawrence is museum.
Okay, so what would you rather do?
Museum.
Amusement park. So she failed it.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I know your husband. More than you.
No, you don't.
More than you.
No, you don't. Do you know how many times this guy used to tell me, oh yeah, let's go and ride that thing. This time on, let's ride all those things that used to.
All right, so it's your time to write for Omotara. So these are her questions. So would Omotara rather go to a concert or go to the theater?
Theater, like cinema.
Like cinema, like to watch a movie, like live shows or whatnot. So would
like
she rather
like
yeah, live drama, yeah.
All those shit. I feel like
okay, so what would you rather do?
Listen to Wizkid.
Concerts.
Okay, concerts. Okay, he got that.
Yeah, Omotara, the concert, she was vibing.
Would Omotara rather fly a private jet or book a yacht cruise?
Who could prefer private jet to yacht cruise?
Who asked you now? So what would she rather do? Okay, what about you? What would you rather do, Omotara?
Jesus.
She's really thinking.
Can you swim? It's
private jet.
Private jet. Okay, he got that. Last one for Omotara before we round up the games. Would Omotara rather have tea or coffee?
Just like a tea person.
Omotara, what would you do?
Coffee.
Ooh, okay. So, thank you so much for coming to my game and back to Kusman.
Game Master.
Say thank you, Game Master, now. You're
thank you, Game Master.
Thank you, Game Master. Thank you, Stephanie, for having us on your show, on your Game Master show. Okay, so we are done with the podcast today.
Yeah,
I also have my favorite couple with me in the studio. Favorite couple, yeah. Motara and Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah, say hi, please. Don't be
shy. Hi. Mommy, I'm on TV.
Okay, now, so until next time, it's Kusman and it's quality content.
Like, subscribe, watch, share with your friends.
It's a must.
Thank you.
Especially this episode.
Kusman, you piss me off, man. You piss me off.
Give us 1 million views.
If you watch, you share. As it go.